Welcome to this week's edition of Glancing at the Stars. As we approach the beginning of another year amidst an array of holiday celebrations, it is perhaps sobering to reflect on the effect of this time of year, especially upon those who are by themselves or who feel alone. For them, and even for some who go through the motions of being a holiday participant while feeling an emptiness of spirit, these can be difficult and depressing times. It is fitting and perhaps a bit ironic that the Feast of Saturnalia, which became a week-long Roman festival, occurred at this time of year. Why? Because the planet Saturn is usually strong in the charts of people who experience depression. It can represent seeing what's wrong with life rather than what is right. People who have Saturn strongly placed in their chart with challenging aspects to personal natal points like the sun, moon, and rising sign, are more prone to such an outlook. Even if we don't have this natal configuration, we will experience Saturn transits to these personal points during our lives. These transits can produce similar effects, and when they coincide with the holiday season, the celebratory impulse can be muted, if not temporarily extinguished. Counseling anyone in the midst of depression can be difficult. However, understanding the basics of astrology can help both client and therapist. As I have pointed out whenever I have the chance, planets are simply manifestations of energy, or if you prefer, manifestations of consciousness. And each one has a number of meanings, some of which can be seen as positive and others as negative. Many people view Saturn, however, as exclusively negative, which reinforces its depressing influence. Yes, it does cause us to contract and to feel deflated, and when surrounded by seemingly happy and mindless shoppers, we can feel very alienated. Yet, that same contractive energy has some positive applications, if we so choose. In counseling others under the shroud of Saturn, I ask them what they enjoy doing, and I ask them to be as specific as they can. Usually the list is short, at least under such Saturnine circumstances. Then I encourage them to create time during each day to do something they enjoy. If they are dealing with what appears to them to be insurmountable obligations or responsibilities, often experienced under Saturn, I advise them to take one step at a time and to deal with what they can handle at the particular moment and nothing more. While Saturn can bring the weight of the world upon our shoulders, it also offers us the ability to stay focused in the moment. In fact, the only way to deal with this weight and lighten its load is to simply respond moment by moment. That is one of the lessons learned from Saturn, and a way to make it through the dark night of the soul that many experience from time to time, and for some, especially now.